Welcome to another episode of Sanpark's podcast. My name is Pokela Lebeya. Let's join my colleague Chris Patton in the Kruger National Park as he finds himself stuck in the middle of a braiding herd of elephants that were crossing quite a traffic jam. The encounter takes place on one of the gravel roads in the park between Letaba and Olifants Rest Camps. The road is wide enough for vehicles traveling in opposite directions to pass each other, but the vegetation is dense Mopane woodlands which forms a wall of vegetation on both sides, meaning it is impossible to be aware of wildlife in advance until they are out in the road. This can put visitors in potentially hazardous situations. The key is to remain calm at all times and be as vigilant as possible. After we put together Chris' series of descriptions of the elephant behavior, other vehicles trying to pass, and some commentary on the surrounding vegetation, we will read through some of the danger signs to look for when encountering elephants on the drives in the park.
Okay, so I stumbled into a breeding herd of elephant. So I've been marooned in the same spot for at least 10 minutes. Not the only one. On the other side of the herd are two cars wanting to come past to head down towards Olifants. So I'm trying to get to Letaba. I'm in the middle of the herd, so I've got elephants behind me. I'm not too fazed about them because they've kind of moved a little way off the road. But there's a couple of youngsters with the group ahead of me, and the mothers and aunties are not too happy and are refusing to give way. So I don't know how long we're going to be here for. I'm not sure at this stage if they're heading towards the river, which is on my right, or have been to the river and coming back. It looks like they're pretty dry, so I don't think they've been at the water yet. So hopefully they're going to start moving through the trees towards the river. I see the one car, looks like a Mercedes, is giving up the ghost and reversing. The other car, which looks like a silver Toyota, it was here before I was, and it stayed put. I've turned the engine off because they're not being too aggressive. I'm probably about 50 meters from them, but I needed to get into shade, and if I'd left the engine running, it would have started whirring as it overheated, so I felt it best to turn off. But if they do come a little closer to me, I might have to change that decision. Now, both cars opposite me are reversing at quite a pace because Big Mama has walked into the road and is walking down the road towards them with a couple of teenagers in close attendance. I don't know where those two little youngsters have gone. They seem to have gone deeper into the bush. But it's a real roadblock of note at the moment. You've got three elephants walking side by side away from me towards those other two cars, which have beat a hasty retreat. Another 5 minutes have gone past, still waiting. The ellies are just browsing on the trees at the side of the road, curling their trunks and plucking leaves and branches off the Mopane trees. Mopane trees, if you don't know them, are the most characteristic tree of the northern parts of Kruger. Anything north of the Olifants River, you get into Mopane woodland or Mopane shrubland, depending on the soil type. I hear there's a car coming up behind me that probably thinks it can get past, but hopefully it's going to see the problem and slow down. So not to agitate the elephants at all. Hasn't seen them yet, or hasn't slowed down yet. There they go. Oh, they've seen Eddie's and they pulled over. Yeah, they're now they're starting to reverse. Car combi from the Eastern Cape, Volkswagen combi, full of the whole family. I see Granny in the back, and the discretion is the better part of valor. So, they're in direct sunlight at the moment, so I'd advise them to find a shady spot and switch off. But maybe they're too scared to do that. I see my friends on the far side are now turning around and looking to drive the other way. The Volkswagen Kombi is deciding to go on. We could have an incident, or the elephant could choose to give way. And the Mercedes, which I thought had reversed, has now decided to go for it. It's going past, and that one elephant sort of wobbled a bit as it went past, as if it was thinking of charging, but nah, not too aggressive. Now the Kombi goes past. In fact, the elephant is backtracking at the moment. Mercedes gone past at quite a pace. But the original silver Toyota hasn't had the courage yet. Kombi's made it through. And here comes the silver Toyota. And it's made it through too. So that just leaves me. Elephants have ambled slightly off the road, so they're not in the road anymore. Just my luck. As soon as I say that, the one big one and one of the youngsters, they waved to me as they went past. I wonder how long they've been waiting, because they were there when I arrived. One of the teenagers and one of the youngsters have just crossed the road in the direction of the river, but the big mama is out in the road again, so I have to sit a little bit longer. 10 minutes have passed. The teenager, who I was quite close to, has just ambled across the road, but now there's another fairly large auntie on my right. There's trees in between me and her, so unless she really wants to, she's not going to get to me. But that big mama is still a little bit further up the road, probably about 30 meters ahead of me now. One way to tell the difference between a male and female elephant without seeing their genitalia is to look at their foreheads. And the females have quite a sharp angled forehead. It goes flat on top, and then there's a sharp angle, obtuse angle, probably about 140 degrees down towards the trunk, whereas the males have a rounded forehead. Ooh, there's a very young one that moves through the trees with this one, auntie. So yeah, this is not a good situation. The big mama in the road has a curious set of tusks. The one goes out horizontally from the ground, and the other bends straight down. So the tusks, which usually come through fairly symmetrically, are at very different angles. Quite unusual, that. I'm sure you can hear the shaking of the trees from this auntie that's on my right. And now she stopped. Come on, Mama. I need to go. He's just plucking those branches from the trees, and they'll do that. They'll feed all day. They consume a huge amount of fodder every day. Don't really know what I can do to hurry up the situation. And with this little youngster on my right, I've got to show extreme caution still. Still waiting. She really is a big mama. Stand 1, 2, 3, 4 meters tall at least. And 6 meters long, I would guess. 5 maybe. And her tough hide is wrinkled and scarred from many years of action. She's got these huge feet that swell at the base, and the little legs don't look strong enough to hold an elephant that size up right. And here comes another car coming from the other direction. That little youngster is making a dash for it across the road, heading away from the river. Mama turns round and heads protectively in the direction of the oncoming car. Looks like one of those off-road Kia Sportage or something like that. And she's just ambling down just to let the car know who's boss. I'm edging along behind her. I'm hoping that she's going to go into a clearing that is coming up on the left, following after the youngster and following her off the road. She's now off the road, but only just, still walking in the direction of the Kia on the far side. And so now she's stopping for another feed. It's not a mapani tree this time, it's something with smaller leaves. Mapani trees have butterfly-like leaves that are quite large. And because it's winter time, they are a beautiful russet color. They're not completely deciduous because they don't universally lose all their leaves at one time and have just bare bark, but they do have bright green leaves in summertime, and in wintertime they turn that beautiful russet red. It's quite an impressive sight seeing the woodland that color. Kia is showing quite a lot of discretion, and I was edging forward, maybe not showing discretion, maybe trying to usher Big Mama off the road. Big Mama turning around and I'm reversing at a hurry, and it wasn't actually a Kia, it was another Toyota, but one of those sort of 4x4 models. And they've made it safely past. They're a lot bigger than my car, and I'm not as brave, or maybe I know what elephants can be like a bit more than some members of the public do. She's just standing there, pretty close to her at the moment, 10 meters or so away. She's not showing any signs of aggression, but I just can't safely edge past her, knowing that I won't be in trouble. Still waiting, and so is she. She's just resting her trunk on the ground. It's longer than her legs, and the tip of it, which is like a thumb and forefinger, is what she grasps things with, picks up sticks, stones, sucks up water. That little baby's emerged again. They were walking away from me, but right next to the road. And there's a whole lot of supporting cast at the moment. I'm right in the middle of the herd. Another member of the herd emerged from the undergrowth right next to me, passed within about a meter from the car. It was quite a hairy moment. And as I speak, Big Mama still in the road, the little calf at her side, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 other members of the herd also in the road. I'm not going anywhere quickly. Still more come. 7, 8, 9. There's a little whirlwind, a little dust cloud swirling like a mini tornado between me and them at the moment, picking up leaves and debris that's loose enough to become airborne. And now the whole herd is in the road. Well, not the whole herd, but a large number of them, at least 10 animals, maybe more, 15. And there's more still in the undergrowth. It's a big herd. More babies, more teenagers, but they're walking with purpose now. They're collecting probably at least 20 animals. Most all covered in dust, and they've stopped right in the middle of the road. Real traffic jam. And hopefully this means they're deciding to go somewhere, down to the river perhaps. But I'm not going anywhere. I took one of the cul-de-sacs down to the river to see if there was anything there, and I'm hoping that the herd would have made its way off in my absence. There were more elephants, some large bulls down near the river, but at a much safer distance. And I've come back up to the road now, and the herd is still packed tight, all standing within a couple meters from each other at most, and they're still there. So don't know what I'm gonna do. I guess I'm just gonna have to find a bit of shade, turn the engine off, and have a bit of a sleep. Okay, it's been about an hour since I first came across them, and they're no longer in the road in front of me. I'm hoping they've made their way into the bush towards the river and I can get safely around the bend. I'm probably only about 2 or 3 kilometers from Letaba camp itself. Can't see them at the moment, but they may be round the corner. Let's go see. I spoke too soon. They're round the corner. And let's no way I'm going past at the moment. 20 large and small elephants is not something to be tangled with. Okay, the good news is the herd has made its way off the road into the undergrowth on the riverside of the road. Oh dear, no, there are still some on my left, but the bulk of the herd is, looks like it's heading down towards the river. I hope they're not waiting to ambush me again. And there's no more shade, so I'm going to reverse a little bit just to keep myself out of the hot sun. Even though it's winter time, African sun is still very warm. It says 25 degrees on my car's dashboard, 25 degrees centigrade for those of you who work in Fahrenheit. The bulk of the herd is now off the road. The path is almost clear, although I do see a couple of stragglers. So I've got a fly buzzing around in my mouth. A couple of stragglers still making their way on the left-hand side of the road, across the road towards the river, but they're moving with purpose now instead of ambling along. And I think my moment is almost upon me. Come on, go. Yeah, well, that's a way to have an hour of your life taken away from you. Urgent appointments today. Ooh, not the last one. Looks like a young male, a teenage male, just turns around defiantly, shakes his head as if to say, don't mess with me. And then he follows the rest of the herd. And that means we're through. Woo!
What a wonderful experience, Chris. Even if it did delay you all the time, listeners should know that Chris remained calm at all times. Of course, he is benefiting from years of experience, but as a further guide to listeners, here is my colleague Khotatso going through first the park code of conduct around ethical game viewing, and then giving a detailed description of some of the signs to look for with elephant behavior.
Approach all animals with caution, respecting their personal space. Personal space will vary from species to species, and brief account of what to look for with each will follow. Put the vehicle in first gear. Keep the revolution down and ask your passengers to assist you by keeping the noise levels down. Once the animals show any signs of becoming uncomfortable whilst being approached, immediately switch the vehicle off and ask passengers to be quiet. Carry on approaching slowly once the animal is relaxed. Only if the animals appear comfortable should you and your passengers take photos or videos. Keep your engine off. Be aware, though, that constant movement and noise can make the animals move from favorable position deeper into the bush or force them to leave an area completely. Leave animals in the same fashion as on approach, allowing other vehicles and visitors the same opportunities as what you have had. Here are some tips or signs to look out for regarding elephants' behavior. Elephants shaking their heads, flapping their ears, lifting their tails horizontally, trumpeting and smashing and tossing vegetation are warning you. Not taking heed of these warnings will result in the matriarch or senior cows putting their heads down, flattening the trunk, folding their ears in and charging. You need to get out of the situation as quickly as safely as possible, diffusing the situation before the serious charge takes place. Includes moving the vehicle to a safe distance and explaining to your passengers what remedial actions you took and why it would not be safe to view the animals close up. Approaching elephants could also be judged on the following three principles. Elephants communicate with over 100 subsonic sounds, which means it is below 18 hertz, inaudible to the human ear. That is, the decibels, however, are between 110 and 120 and can be compared to the drilling of a jackhammer. If a breeding herd is feeding calmly while you are approaching, they have already accepted your presence. Identify the matriarch from a distance. The next step is to check the condition of her ears. If she has perfectly rounded ears for an animal that has been moving through the dense vegetation for plus or minus 45 years, it indicates that it is a calm, confident animal. Tatty ears full of holes means that the cow chases other elephants and all other species without regard for her own well-being. The last contributing factor to determine whether it will be possible to approach a herd of animals is the condition of the tusks. Symmetrical tusks again point to a calm animal, whereas an animal with broken tusks or no tusk at all could indicate an animal that does not hold back in fighting or gets frustrated when pushing trees over. This points to an animal that cannot control its strength or temperament. Approach includes focusing on the matriarch or biggest bull and constantly reading their body language. If the lead animal is relaxed, the rest of the herd will be, as they depend on them for guidance. Switch your vehicle off to eliminate the noise factor once you are comfortable with your positioning. Stop at a distance that is safe for the animals and your passengers. If the animals approach you as they are feeding, you have been accepted as no threat. It is imperative to talk to your passengers through the experience, as the sheer size of the adult will intimidate most safari goers. If one considered the points I've just highlighted, to start up the vehicle when a herd is approaching or around you could cause a reaction. So the best action is to keep the vehicle off and static and softly talk to your companions. This can be one of the most rewarding experiences if managed properly. Situation can change very quickly, so be vigilant and constantly read the herd.